Okay, now we're on the D section, which is the last section that I will be posting for today. And then you'll see there's an E section below. And the E section for below is to be filled out on Wednesday with another chart as an update. But I am also including all of the new video concepts from YouTube. And I have added three down below for Parker's work, and there's the titles of them. I have all the links in there. So it's called dollar sign VIX ratio low. The next one is money flow T's, and then the third one is a look back at T12, which is a long study, and that's the one that's very technical. But people that want to dabble into the Nulled echo and multiple echo combinations, we'll find those three. That's really the heart of what he was talking about in the last week. So I put down those, preserve those for posterity's sake for the links. So as I get my website transfers organized, I'll start putting up my own. Okay, the main thing that beyond that is, of course, the first chart here, which is a long new bear T, which is the view ahead, because I have bear T questions, and I've taken off the other stuff because we now know that there's a site. We're at the top of the channel. We ran out the money flow. It's called for a top on the 13th. Six trading days from later, you should be coming down, and maybe you'll catch the bottom of the. You would expect that you would just come down to the where the black line is, which is rising. So by the time you catch it, you know, you come down there. It sort of depends on whether there's any. Any bad news that comes out to take it any lower. And of course, you see the two bottoms there. We grow a T and we get the second week of November, but that's we've already talked about that, so we don't have to talk about it to get it out of the chart. The important thing that I put down in the last week is this pattern is weak of the volume oscillator going down, because it's starting to roll over and is obviously headed down into the, at that time it was headed down to the LO, the green dashed line, which is the lower oversold condition. And because the volume oscillator has, it's more complicated, it has a tendency to measure acceleration rather than velocity. And so it tends to get out in front of deteriorating markets because it shows the weakness in there. Well, when I say that, somebody says, oh, it looks strong to me. But he says, actually, internally, the market is becoming very weak. And the weakness is a product of the fact that you have you're going up on light volume. And the advanced decline line looks strong because it's probably picking up interest rate sensitive stocks. And, you know, some people want to take out all the income related stocks. But then if you can't get the hit thing for history, then for long term history, you're kind of stuck on trying to do the advanced decline T's. There doesn't seem to be a problem as far as the advanced decline T's are concerned, whether you have the income in it or not. So what's going to happen here is that the little peak, when you start drawing the cash buildup line, which starts from the left end of the highest peak, and it's traveling across this thing, and it's going to go down. The nulled echo is going to produce a low. Sometime in the end, near the end of it should be mid December. If you flip the T's over, that's where it comes out. But in any case, it depends on how deep you go down. If you look at some of the cyclicality in the oscillator, it sort of depends on whether the oscillator wants to go down below the low in August, which it probably will do, because the nulled echo. See, when you go to the nulled echo, the 13th advanced decline T is now gone, okay, and they push you into a vacuum. And the vacuum is caused by the fact that everybody that was going to buy in the mid-November to December time period bought now. And so their plans was to buy later was moved up now. And so there's a hole left over there, and you fall into that hole. And you don't know whether you're falling into a deep hole or a shallow hole. But they're always quite good when they go over. So it'll be the next thing that people talk about. In any case, after you finish that, first of all, to take an estimate where you're going to go down on the drop in the oscillator. You can see that the oscillator has already dropped back to the zero line, and yet we made a little peak because that was October 13th, and the money flow indicator peaking in the middle gave Parker an extrapolation date. Okay, then I have a cycle that's turning over. It's got I guess another 6 days to go to fall, and it probably will go deep, relatively deep. Now, once you get the oscillator rolling over deep, what happens is when you get the cycle, you get a rebound, but it's going to stop against the trend line, which will now steepen its downtrend. So that rally that you get, you know, if you go down a handful of days, when you come up, you're only going to go up a handful of days. And then the question is, why aren't you having a top in late October or early November instead of the second week of November? Well, it probably will end up just getting some kind of a toppy pattern. And then when it rolls over and you go into the null deco, you're going to go as deep as possible. And I would say that the null deco oscillator low should be below the May low. See, it's down at the bottom of the page there, because that you're still inside the T, and now you're clearly outside the T. You know, it's beyond the endpoint. But we'll see how that goes. So, in any case, what you're going to end up with is you're going to have this long T, and the setup post, we'll have to find out where that is, but he says because there's so much of a long head start now in the cash buildup phase, the T has to have a very long time dimension, and those produce what's called a bearish T. When you fell off the 12th T's October top, it also formed a long T, which is a bearish T. Some of it's in the archives, but I'll get to that when we get to that point, which isn't going to be to the end of the year. You're going to see a recovery, but in a bearish T, what happens is you recover, but you never continue up to the right end of the T anymore. What you do is you drop off and you go to a new lower low. So you get a null deco low, but the null deco low is not the true low, because there's another low in the right side of the T. And that's how you cave in and make bear markets. In the modern period, the way you make a bear market and still maintain time symmetries is you just keep ruining it as far as the price concerns by having it drop to new lows in the right-hand side of the T. That's not the same as a T that has a struggling rally. The only T that's known not to ever have bearish T's in it that has collapsed below the center post are the advanced decline T's. That's why you're always interested in advanced decline T's. There's certain limitations on there. That they don't confirm themselves unless there's enough strength to be able to hold. Even if it's a sloppy rally, it's still going up. But these down here, they'll just collapse on a dime if they have good reason to do it. That's looking a little bit too far ahead. But the question is, what's the difference between a bullish T and a bearish T? Is if you go down into the center post is where I'm drawing, a bullish T would in some way always climb all the way up to the end of the T. Most bearish T's are very long, which means that they're never going to make it anyway. So long T's are always a problem in a bear market. Once you advance decline T says you're going to a bear market, anytime you make a long oscillator T, it's going to be bearish because it has got a snowball's chance of hell of never making it over that long distance. Couldn't even make it over that distance when you were in the bull market. So that's what's going to happen. So but you do get a recovery there, and that recovery sets you up for another sell point, and it's entirely possible that you'll find that VIX indicator helpful in that regard, because if you go back to that example where I showed you some of those tops coming down, those were rallies at the center post of bearish T's, and they kind of keep giving you the clue that if you watch that was. You want to be sure you remember that all the people that tell you the market is strong now won't be with you in the next, probably won't be with you the next time you make the new advanced decline T in the year going into 2013. This bear market's going to resume. They're going to start coming up with new problems. They're already starting to get some new problems coming up. And so by the end of time you get down there, you have to be careful on the gold too, because some place it's going to blow off either as we go over, or gold could actually run up in the as you're going over, because they see the problem and they rush for gold, but there's not that many more people that want to drive in, so you get a blow off in the gold, then they have to come down, and they'll have to do something relative to either the echo low or the later low that falls on the right side of the T. Okay, so that's it for this week, and I'll be back in the next Sunday, and I think that you'll find Parker's stuff quite interesting if you just drop down there and go to the YouTube links. Bye-bye. See you next Sunday.